After more than a year of the pandemic, the public may now have a new larger-than-life international crisis to worry about. The recent increase in mainstream media reports of UFO encounters with our and other nations' militaries can no longer be ignored. What is fueling all this sudden coverage, and the outpouring of military experts suddenly so willing to talk about this on the record? This past weekend, a 60 Minutes segment on CBS about UFOs became the best-known example of this new media fascination with an until-now mostly mocked topic. If this behavior between UFOs and military installations has been known about for years, why the media focus only now? A recent launch of SpaceX Starlink satellites was mistaken as a UFO visitation by social media users in the Washington area earlier this month. The eerie videos turned out to be the result of the sun's light reflecting off a newly released batch of 60 Starlink satellites moving into their permanent orbits. This is Fulcrum News, real news from America's capital. Visit our Facebook page and let us know what you think of the recent wave of UFO media coverage.
As long as you're not expecting too much, life is good in 2021. If you're hearing these words, you've survived the pandemic. The world cheered as Coinbase, one of the earliest cryptocurrency wallet companies, listed on the NASDAQ, becoming a public company in the United States. Its millennial founder is already worth $12 to $16 billion, according to media estimates. And with the public focus on Coinbase, as well as broader concerns including possible conflict with China, the leading cryptos soared to new all-time highs in April. If you're crypto curious, or if you already have some crypto and want a fascinating new research view, check out our brand new book, link in the description, and also available in the Amazon Kindle store. Search for Winner Take All, Bitcoin Ether, and the Rise of New Money. We'll be right back.